This is a play along for Down on the Corner. Before we get to playing the actual music, just a few words about this song and the chart, how to read the chart. So this song has F in it, and it's a great song for practicing your F chord. And just to reiterate, do the F chord with one finger on two strings, the top two strings, first fret. And if you're able to, only after you're able to get a clean sound there, add the next finger, which is finger two, on string three, fret two. So it sounds like this. And only after you're able to get those ringing clearly, should you add finger three, which is on string four, fret three. All right? So basically, you just work your way from top to bottom. Top meaning the highest string, which is towards the floor. And the song form here, there's some chart reading stuff, and once you get this, you'll have 90% of all the chart reading stuff you'll ever need for the rest of your life. Okay, if you look at the first page, you have an intro, which is instrumental, and then halfway through the page on line four, it has A and it says verse, and there's a little doohickey thingy there. It's called the sign, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But that's the beginning of the verse. And also notice right at the beginning of the A section is a forward going repeat. That little two lines with the colon next to it, that's a forward looking repeat. We don't do anything with that yet, except just notice that all those things are there. When you play the verse through, then you get to the bottom of the first page. It's marked B and it's a chorus, and that takes you to page 2. On bar 2 of page 2, you see a couple of things. You see a 2 coda symbol, and you see a 1 with a line over it. Well, we're going to ignore the 2 coda symbol, because the coda always means the last section of the song. If you look, let's skip down to the last 2 lines of page 2, and the that section is marked by the symbol, the same symbol and the word coda. So the coda is always at the end. But going back up to page 2, bar 2, or the beginning of bar 2, where it says 2 coda, we're going to ignore that because we know it's not time for the end yet. What we're concerned about here is the little bracket that has a 1 over it, or a 1 under it, that is. That's called the first ending, and notice that the bracket ends at right at the end of that bar, and notice that right where that bracket ends, there's a repeat sign. That repeat sign takes you back to the verse that we noted where the repeat signs going the other way earlier. So just to recap what I'm saying, you start at page 1, you play the whole page, and then you play the first 2 bars of page 2, and at the end of the second bar, which is the first ending marked by that little bracket with the 1, you repeat back to the verse, which is line 4 on page 1. Then you play through it again from the verse. You play the A section and the B section, i.e. verse and chorus. But this time, when you get to the end of the first bar on page 1, you skip directly to the second bar. I'm sorry, to the second ending, which is the bracket with the 2 over it. All right, so you're traveling along, you see where it says, poor boys are playing, bring a, and then you immediately go to second ending, nickel, tap your feet, and that leads you to the interlude, and that's marked by the letter C, and then that takes you to another chorus marked by letter D. This is on page 2, and at the end of the chorus on page 2, again, this is page 2, the end of line 5. You see an instruction. It says DS Alcoda. This is actually 2 sets of instructions slumped into 1 phrase. The first instruction is DS, means go to the sign, the little squiggly we found at the A section, the beginning of A. In between the letter A and the word verse is that little squiggly. That's the sign. So that first instruction at the end of the section D means go back to the sign. And then Alcoda means until you're told to go to the coda. So you take it back to the A, the verse, you play through that, you get You play through B, and then that takes you to page 2. At the end of the first bar of page 2, you now have to pay attention to the going to the code a bit, and you skip immediately down to the last 2 lines of the song and play the coda. Now, within the coda is a repeat. Notice that the second bar of the coda has a forward going repeat, and at the very last bar of the coda has a repeat going the other way. So you're going to repeat those bars, and right above that final repeat sign, it says repeat and fade, which means you just keep playing that down on the corner, out in the street bit until, you know, until the sun comes up or the neighbors yell or call the police or something. So that's the song form. I'm going to walk you through it again because this can be confusing, especially when you're not in the room with me. So I'm going to walk you through it. We play page 1 all the way through. We get to page 2. We play the first 2 bars, the second of which is the first ending. And then we repeat back to the verse on page 1, line 4. Then we play all the way through to page 2 again. We play the first bar of page 2, but we've already done the first ending, so we skip to the second ending, the third bar of page 2. And then we play through the following 2 sections, C, interlude, which is the next 2 lines, and D, chorus, which is the next 2 lines. And at the end of D is DSL coda, which means go back to the sign, the segno. DS means del segno, which is Italian for sign. And we play the verse again, and then we play the chorus again. However, this time when we get to the end of the first bar of page 2, we are now going to pay attention to the 2 coda symbol, and we're going to take skip all the way down to the second to last line on page 2, and we're going to repeat the last 4 bars of that section over and over. All right? So good luck and have fun. Here's a play-along. The play-along is at 55 beats per minute, which is for beginners who are just learning the F chord. It's sort of like a slow enough tempo that you can hang on, but maybe just quick enough that, you know, it forces you to pay attention. The disadvantage with play-alongs like this is that you can't vary the tempos. This should be a reasonable, and I'm going to call out the sections as I go along. And the section letters, I'll call out the section letters. And so if I say A, don't think it's an A chord. You know, just know that I mean A section. All right, have fun. Here we go.